In the introduction to the novel, the author puts forward the thesis that greatness and virtue are incompatible concepts and recounts the life of Jonathan Wild. From childhood he exhibited talents in embezzling other people's property. In London he met a card cheat, the Earl of Larus, who introduced him into the world so that he could more easily pick the pockets of commoners with his help. Jonathan cunningly ruins his schoolmate Thomas Hartree and coaxes his wife into fleeing to Holland with the rest of her goods. On the ship, he harasses Thomas's wife, but she is rescued by the captain. After his adventures, Jonathan returns to London, where he becomes the leader of a gang of thieves. He is too cunning to act on his own, but he collects tribute from his subordinates, deftly subduing all sorts of riots. Hartree is sentenced to death. But then his wife returns. She tells the judge of her misfortunes. While the great exploits become notorious, the judge advances a law to prosecute.